Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about Love Your Body Day are Susan Hoyt. She's a registered dietitian at Sitka Community Hospital, and Lisa Sadler Hart is also a dietitian and the community nutrition program manager over at Search. But Lisa, you just like to call yourself a food and activity activist.
Yeah, I think right? That makes more sense, okay. And it's clearer. Yeah, so Susan and I are here because we have a huge commitment to getting the word out about a bigger concept called Health at Every Size, but really Love Your Body Day fits with one of the key principles of that, and that is that we all need to accept our own bodies, and then to accept the fact that there's a lot of diversity when it comes to size in our culture, and we all fit, so to speak. But I think we live in a culture that isn't very embracing of very many differences in body sizes and shapes.
No, and we've been aware of that for a long time. Like, this is not a new thing. I mean, Love Your Body Day has been around a while, right, Susan?
Right. It's been around since 1998. And it's a campaign that's put on by the National Organization of Women. And it's all about, it's just a movement that the National Organization of Women put on. And basically, what they're trying to do is dispel all of the negative media messages that are out there that tell women that their bodies aren't good enough.
It's a huge undertaking.
It is a huge undertaking, and if folks actually go to the National Organization for Women now.org or now.organization.org, I can't quite remember what it is, but they have, as part of Love Your Body Day, they have a really moving PowerPoint presentation that focuses on, it's called, I think, the ABCDs of body image, and looking at the sex and stereotyping that happens around commercial body images, especially targeting women, but there's also some information about men. And I happened to be looking at that again last week, and I was just horrified, actually, with what, especially young women, are the kinds of messaging that they're bombarded with in traditional media. And especially because we also know that all of the kind of images that are put out are cropped and airbrushed, and what you're really seeing is not what real women, models, even those that are maybe not on a great path, look like. And it's communicating an ideal that's not achievable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also making a lot of young women really sick and kind of crazy, trying to meet an ideal that isn't attainable for most of the population.
I'm sitting here kind of with my lips sealed, thinking, oh, it's a conversation about women, but it's not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody's really immune from this. Men listening, there's probably more than one. I'm thinking of myself. I mean, we get kind of caught up in this too. I mean, I think every time I'm in a hotel, I always turn on the TV, you know, and just check out what's going on in the real world, because I don't have TV at home. And there's always some sort of latest, you know, exercise program, mm-hmm. you know, that you can do for like 3 minutes a day or whatever.
Yeah.
Again, the unattainable ideal seems to be, you know, the message, or the effortless ideal or anything. But it's one thing to love your body, and it's an important message, but the reason this message is being propagated so strongly is because there's so many sort of consequences for not loving your body.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. That they say that 80% of women don't approve of, you know, their appearance. And they also feel like there's 10 million women out there that live with eating disorders. Mm. So it's pretty amazing.
And there's kind of a spectrum of things. I mean, there's kind of a progression. I mean, you've got at the far end, you've got anorexia and bulimia and things. But along the way, there's like yo-yo dieting and things, none of which is good.
Right, and a lot of what we would call disordered eating. So folks that are really disconnected when it comes to food, and they might be listening to lots of external messages about what they need to put on their plate and what how to eat it specifically. And in the context of the broader health at every size messaging, kind of where we come from is this place of normative or intuitive. Sometimes you'll even hear mindful, which actually all three of those mean a little bit different thing, but normative eating. So basically trying to help people, instead of listening to those external messages, whether that be in a diet that you found in the recent women's magazine or something that's being promoted in your community, that really where we start, after we've accepted where we are in our own bodies, that we start from a place when we sit down at the table is kind of checking in, you know, really how hungry am I? What is it that I really want? And what one of the things that we know as having done a lot of work in nutrition education with women and men over the years is that if you're eating in this context of a normative kind of messaging and really listening to what your body wants, you tend to be satisfied much earlier. So if I'm eating, you know, a meal and something is on the bad list, which first of all, we don't believe in good and bad foods for the most part, although I've kind of adjusted my attitude. I'm not sure Twinkies really are a good food. But again, putting it in the context of, you know, where am I today? What is it that I need? What do I want? And then really listening, you know, how hungry am I really? And reteaching those things, because we know that kids know how to do that. Kids know how to eat intuitively. Mm-hmm. They eat when they're hungry. They stop when they're satisfied. And most adults don't know how to do that anymore.
Right. It's something throws off that mechanism. And it's, I don't know, it's related to stress. It's related to body image. It's related to all kinds of factors that work their way in there. But, I mean, you just can't go check out a website and get to that point. I mean, how do you get there? I guess that's part of that's where education comes in. Both of you guys are kind of rolling your eyes, going that is the object. I mean, it sounds to me like it's kind of a community effort. As long as you know that there are resources out there and other people thinking about it, you can sort of maybe start a conversation about it and find your way there to collectively or something.
Well, it's interesting, and Susan, maybe you can comment on this too. I know both of us were trained as dietitians, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you that this is not how we were trained. We were really trained about how to put people on diets and how to coach people how to be on their diet and all of that. So this is actually kind of pushing against some of the mainstream kind of dietetic viewpoints. And I know it's been a personal struggle for me as well. I mean, I was attracted to the nutrition field probably for a reason and had to do for those of us that are working in the health at every size, you have to do a lot of your own work really before you can move into working with other people mm-hmm. on this particular topic.
Yeah, it's a whole paradigm shift, you know, and a lot of nutritionists are moving that way. I think a lot of our national organizations, unfortunately, rely too much on things like the body mass index. Mm-hmm. And we've found that there are people that are very healthy that don't fit in that range of 18.5 to 24.9. And then also there's people that do fit in that range, about, I think they say about 20% of those people that really are unhealthy. So you can't really look at someone and tell whether they're healthy or not just by, you know, looking at their body size or shape.
Right. It's interesting that I guess it's about, I don't know, that there's something kind of holistic here about just the way your life is going that makes this thing kind of work for you. Lisa, you mentioned that people don't change their behavior from a standpoint of self-loathing. You have to work on the attitude, and lots of benefits sort of derive from there, right?
Right, absolutely. So sometimes the initial work, and this is why the Love Your Body Day I think is so important, is embracing yourself wherever you're at in this particular point in time. And from that place, then you can move forward. And really, when you love yourself, you're going to take care of yourself. So you're going to try to put really healthy types of foods in the context of an intuitive eating approach in your body, and you're going to move your body in ways that bring joy to you. So it's not about going to the gym if you're not a gym person. Personally, I'm not a gym person. I like to be out walking in Totem Park or on my bicycle or on my yoga mat. And it's different for every person. So really helping people kind of customize. There isn't any one way for people to approach this. And that's, I think, the why Susan and I have so much trouble when we hear the recycling of new diets over and over and over again. I think we're on our third or fourth. We've seen, you know, the high carbohydrate, the low carbohydrate, the high protein, the low. I mean, you see it, and it repeats itself over time. And it's just, it's not healthy for right. people to be doing this dieting business.
And all the gimmicks out there that people spend a lot of their money. Well-earned money on these gimmicks that are just a short-term kind of fix, that there's nothing long-term.
And there's been, like, no conclusive, you know, scientific research that demonstrates, that has shown any kind of long-term
right, we're
method.
Talking 5 years or more long term, right.
And people being able to take weight off and keep it off. Right. So you know, there's lots of ways to take weight off.
Mm-hmm.
The keeping it off is really the issue, and there's no program out there. In fact, you know, I think one of the statistics that we're pretty familiar with is that 95% of diets fail. So if 95% of diets fail, it's not you failing. Mm-hmm. It's the diet or the eating program or whatever they're calling it that's failing.
Mm-hmm.
And so people tend to, you know, really get into this cycle of really negativity about themselves when they move into that kind of yo-yo diet cycle.
And I'd be willing to bet that the 5% of people who do make it in the long term, if you talk to them, they probably say, I just feel better about myself, and
right,
and that's where I started.
Exactly.
Yeah, something about acceptance or something.
Yeah, so. And then they put it, you know, put in the package with, you know, I've accepted where I'm at, and now I eat when I'm hungry, I stop when I'm satisfied, and I move my body in joyful ways. That's really the kind of the three primary principles mm-hmm. of health at every size.
I want to mention these websites before we go, so people can get started if they're interested. Love Your Body, that's all sort of all one word, loveyourbody.nowfoundation.org. I think that's the website that you were trying to pull
out of your
brain.
Correct. It was a long
so,
one there.
loveyourbody.nowfoundation.org. And the other one is thebodypositive.org. And finally, size, diversity, and health. That's all one word. sizediversityandhealth.org, and that latter one is where the health at every size information can be found at.
Right.
But again, we're just a few seconds left. There is at the new year, you're going to be starting something with
right.
Why Is It Every Size again?
Right. Yeah. So Search developed a program based on some grant money several years back called Why Is It Every Size, and we'll be launching those in several communities around Southeast Alaska. Also, if you're a young person out there that might be really struggling with where you are in your body, Susan is available through Sitka Community Hospital. We've got some great dietitians and nutritionists over at Search. So just give us a call. We're always available to talk.
How do people reach you?
Well, I can be reached at 747-0387.
And I can be reached at 966-8735.
All right. Lisa Sadler-Hart is a dietitian and the Community Nutrition Program Manager at Search. Susan Hoyt is a registered dietitian at Sitka Community Hospital. Thank you both
yeah.
for coming in this morning, and happy
Love Your Body Day.
Thanks, Rob.